All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awakened Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And it is Thursday. It's not the end of the week. We still have one more show tomorrow. But if you are watching live on YouTube or if you're watching on the replay, please do join us regularly for these live shows. It is my deepest wish, desire, and intention to bring forward to you tools, support, resources, speakers, and guests who are going to assist you. And I'm going to say up-leveling your life so that you can thrive, you can raise your vibration, also raise the vibration frequency of the planet, of the collective, doing all that we can to have more ease in our lives. And so today, my good friend Kristen Newman is back with us. We always love having her. And she is going to be talking about working with spirit to bring magic and heaven to earth into your reality. Right. So some of what we're going to talk about is how to invite in and experience the magic with our divine teams, understanding how our team communicates with us so we can understand messages and guidance, how to ask for your heaven on earth, and the art of allowing. And we're going to be opening up and playing with spirit during today's call. As well, we're going to be taking live caller questions for those of you who are here live on Zoom. If you're here live on Zoom, we will take your questions. I'm sorry, I do not take questions live from YouTube, so just live on Zoom, okay? And for those of you who don't know Kristen, she's been on our show now, many times. We love having her here. She is known for being a multifaceted channel and healer using all of her psychic senses. She brings forward whatever is in your highest good at the time of the session. And some abilities include speaking with your spiritual team to assist in living your best life, mediumship, Kundalini Reiki master and teacher she is. She's also a Rahani celestial healer, a spiritual activator and teacher. And Kristen has a passion for healing others on multiple levels. With the ability to scan a person and animal's energetic field, Kristen can bring forward information to assist on the physical, emotional, mental, energetic, and spiritual levels. Kristen's goal is to give you the tools as directed by your spiritual team and loved ones to live your best life and experience joy and health on a new level. So please join me in welcoming Kristen to the show. Kristen, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Always fun to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. It's always like, you know, I feel like when you're here on the show, I have to do less. I can just be, and I can also receive, and I can just, you know, it's a more playful energy, let's say, right? So yeah. It's not as serious, it's more playful, but also at the same time, it's like spirit is with us, you know, at the same time, right? So spirit is with us, yeah. Your team, my team, the team of whoever is here on the call live, they're all here, right? So it's a really high vibrational call. So I love having you here on the show. And so let's get started, because I think this is a really important topic and subject, right? Working with spirit to bring magic and heaven to earth into your reality. So, you know, just for a quick second, right? Just for a quick second, I'm just going to say, and I love it when these things, you know, I just want to say, it's all about you, right? It's all about your reality. What are you experiencing? It's not about anything else, really. It's about you. What are you experiencing? Are you experiencing heaven on earth as your reality, right? It's true. It's not being selfish, but it is what a co-creator with the universe spirit does and is, right? So we are, you know, for me, I think, you know, expressions of the divine. So of course, why would the divine not want to experience heaven on earth in his or her reality?
Exactly. 100%. Well, there's giving and receiving, and everything has to be in flow and in balance. Can't have one without the other. If something else is, you know, a lot of people are such givers, have to be good at receiving as well. And that was something that was huge for me and a big door opener for a lot of gifts and introductions to guides.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so let's talk about what that means. I mean, I guess it's going to mean different things for different people, but the heaven on earth, you know, bring that here into our reality. What does that mean to you? But mm-hmm. Also, what does that mean to spirit?
Meaning to spirit? Oh, it's a way for them to interact, a way for them to come into this reality with us, because they experience, those that have passed, are experiencing as we experience, all the emotions and everything. They're experiencing it right along with us, but so are our guides. It's a beautiful, it's an intergalactic cooperation. It's, you know, through all of these spiritual levels, and it's so much fun to interact and to play, and it benefits all because we're all in this together, all across the universe, bettering all different galaxies, our own as well. We all want our civilizations to flourish and have joy. And it's all about the interaction is what I feel, really.
And it's true, right? Everything that we do, everything we experience, everything we think affects the collective, right?
Yeah.
So when we are receiving and when we are enjoying life, it's going to ripple out into the collective humanity, the planet as well. So that's why I'm saying it's never selfish. It's actually, you know, being of greater service, you know, unconsciously, or, you know, like we just are without even knowing it. So not having to do anything, we're just being.
Yes. Your inner world is your outer world. It's just how that works. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I think we're going to have such a wonderful, fun conversation today. I'm already excited. about it. So let's see where do we want to start. How can we assist people in inviting and experiencing the magic with our divine teams? Let's start there.
We'll start there. Okay. So first of all, let's release all expectations. We all have expectations, right? Because we want what the other person experiences. Oh, but I want that. And we think we know how it should go. I thought I knew how it would go when I started opening up my gifts, and it was totally something different. Even my mom, hi mom, wave mom. My mom takes my channeling classes and she's like, this came through. And I like saw it and heard it at the same time. I'm like, yes, that's how it works. So releasing any and all expectations, because we tend to force how we want things to go, and everyone experiences things differently. That's what this is about too. We're experiencing individuality, even though we are all one, right? So release those expectations. The journey of this too was my guides helped me as to how to practice self-care. Self-care is so important. I had a lot of junk to work on with Kristen. Girl had issues. We all have stuff, right? So it's about, you know, we wouldn't be here if we didn't, right? We're here to learn, to evolve, to grow, to be a light, to assist other people. So practicing that self-care, which is grounding, meditating, what I call humaning. So being human, because I wanted to dive into spirit every second of every day when I realized that we can do these gifts and have these gifts. And I realized that I needed to be Kristen. I needed to garden. I needed to hang out with my family. I needed to go out to eat at my Mexican restaurant and just have fun. And then a lot of interactions happen. I'd start eating dinner and it's like, okay, my husband's sitting there. I'm like, Ray, your grandpa's here. And I started channeling during eating at Chewy's. So grounding, doing your hobbies, being with the loved ones, being with nature, being with animals, all grounding to be able to give yourself a center, and your guides will show you the way as well, because it is about the journey. I had a big journey of what self-care was. I didn't know really who I was. I knew what society wanted me to be, but I didn't want to be that. I tried. I was very childlike. We talked about this beforehand. We have fun and play. And I always felt embarrassed about being childlike. And what I found was, that's me. Why hide it? I was a banker for 15 years and I tried to be stuffy and I guess mature, and it just did not suit me. I was in a weird suit and I didn't like any part of it. So I learned that being playful is how I learned to find my soul tribe and my people as well. Ask and trust. This is so hard because I always found it so hard to ask for things that I wanted, how I want my life to be, not just asking for other people, but asking for me. I felt almost embarrassed to ask spirit for that, like I was being selfish. So ask, have a conversation. There's no specific prayer. Whatever resonates with you is what is. So I remember being little and always sat in my room and I would talk out loud constantly. And I hear my daughter doing the same thing. She's 20 now. And I would sit in my room and I would always talk because it felt like the room's crowded. And I didn't realize at the time that's because I had guides and loved ones that were just all around. So I'm used to talking to myself. I call it a staff meeting. My husband's like, did you ask me something? I'm like, nope, staff meeting. So, but always talking to myself, talking to my spiritual team, and trusting myself. Because we tend to talk ourselves out of experiences that we've had. So what we saw, what we heard. So for example, I had some plants in the front, big surprise, I love to garden. And I have some babies here that I brought for the energies, roses in my garden. So I went out front, up the side, and was grabbing some plants, bringing them in the back. As I went back to the front, no one ever goes that way. My neighbor was inside, my garbage can is over there. And a man in a checkered black and red plaid top started walking towards me. It was a quick flash where I took a step back and then he disappeared. So even though you see it, they leave in a blink. They can stay there and hover sometimes. Sometimes it looks like one of those old fashioned flip screens and they can hover for a moment, but this was a quick flash. So Kristen had to trust herself that she had that experience. And I thanked this beautiful soul for being there. It was someone that was there, not of my family, but that was in the area. And I welcomed the energy because I felt kindness from him and he was just there meandering around. So I had to trust myself. And the more you trust and stop talking yourself out of it, the more the door opens because they're like, okay, she's trusting. Let's give her more instead of backing away. That makes sense. We say this in every time I'm here, protection, divinely always protect yourself. No matter what you're doing, if you're working with spirit, you protect yourself bottom line all the time. And if we have time to do like an activation, there is, a protection that I can show you as well that, I was taught by my team. And I actually found it when I was on YouTube, other people, it's so amazing how other people know this stuff too. And it's so exciting to see that because it's all in that collective consciousness that we can receive. So protection always, cleansing the space. So protection of space. So staging, incense, tones, crystals, all of that, using your hands, your own healing abilities, open up the windows and allow the energy to flow. I'm really big with inviting in all the beautiful energies. I invite in my guides, my healing guides. I invite in my energetic team to come forward and do whatever they need to zhuzh up in my home and my space if something's going on or I feel a little stagnant, allow that energy to flow through. So any questions, any thoughts on that part? I can go into so much, but I tried to limit.
No, that's great. And I love how, you know, what you brought in from your team is also being shared elsewhere. I found that too. Sometimes I'll bring in a process and I've seen bits and pieces of that process other people doing. It's like, okay, cool. You know, it's like, it is what it is. I mean, for me, it's like in the moment when I'm doing a process that stuff comes through, like I never know ahead of time anyways. But yes, trusting your team is so important, just trusting spirit. And the other piece that you said that was so important, it's like we get so serious, right? We put so much pressure on ourselves and we get so serious that we forget that we're also here to live our lives and enjoy our lives, doing what's fun for us. You know, is you can't discount the value of your life. You know, like, yes, I'm a healer. Yes, I'm a coach. Yes, I'm a telesummit host. Right. I'm all those things, but I'm also Alara who's here living her life. Right. So doing what brings me joy as well. Yes, all these things bring me joy, but sometimes it's work. Right. Sometimes I have to play that role, put that mask on and I'm working. So also it's important to do what lights you up, what is fun for you or what gives you ease. Because, you know, you're worth it. And that's part of the receiving as well. Right. So I give a lot. Some people may not think I give anything, but I give a lot. Right. And so I also deserve to receive. And I have to, I have to make receiving a priority for myself. Like I have to receive from myself first before other people, you know? Yeah. So I have to receive from myself and then of course other people, but first and foremost from myself. Does that make sense?
Yes, you have to give to yourself first. So you have to fill your cup up first so you can be there best for others.
Yeah, absolutely. We
like to deplete ourselves and help others, but then we're just so depleted, we can't do that anymore. So do some humaning, do that self-care. And I promise through the humaning is when I receive most of my downloads. So normally that's like my code to my guides. Like, oh, someone wants some downloads because she's going to do some humaning and do her normal stuff. And it's exactly what happens. I get more clarity because when you're forcing and you're thinking about it, we block ourselves with that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It just, that doorway opens up in so many areas and it really does help us feel so much better in this being.
But I do think that, you know, we need to have a practice of some sort, you know, like a spiritual meditative practice of some sort where we're connecting with spirit, connecting with creator, whatever name you want to use it, right? Mm-hmm. That's important. And then dog hair everywhere in this house. and then in those moments when you are humaning, the guides and the team can speak to you much more easily. Cause sometimes when you're like sitting down, it's like, okay, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to meditate, I'm going to connect, and I'm going to ask these questions, I'm going to get these answers. Yeah, you could do that. But to me, it's like, it's more spontaneous when I'm like doing my own thing and I'm like, oh, I'm getting some information's coming through, you know, it's like, okay, cool. Right. Because we have to get that we are always receiving. We can always receive, not just when we're sitting down meditating, or sitting down doing this process, or sitting down focusing all the time.
Yes. And meditation doesn't have to be sitting in the lotus position and oming. It can be listening to binaural beats. It can be, you know,
it can be walking. And, yeah.
But it can be walking. It can be gardening. I'm out there gardening and being in the moment and paying attention to all of those senses. It's really a beautiful thing. I'm outside with the dogs and they're out there just, it's so funny. My husband came home and the dogs were out and they had their noses up. You know how they sit with their noses up because they catch a scent. Yeah. I was out there sniffing with them. My husband walks over and he's like, I should have taken a picture because my nose was up with them. So we were meditating together.
I mean, I do like sitting in the lotus position and oming. That is my thing for sure. Yeah. But it's not for everybody. But do what works for you, because that connection is what's is going to help to bring in the information, the downloads, the guidance much more easily.
Yes, yes. And I found it's funny because I was really big on shamanic drumming for meditation. And then it just shifted and my guides are like, nope, Kristen's feeling this now. And sitting and oming has been my thing lately. So, but that's what a lot of people, that's what I always thought it was. Sitting and oming was meditating. I had no idea how many different ways there is to meditate while you're exercising, yoga, Pilates, all of it.
And you don't even have to call it meditating. You're just like, I'm connecting. That's it. I'm just connecting to spirit, you know, and it doesn't have to take more than 30 seconds. I swear that's all it takes if you just get out of your head. So yes, absolutely. All of that is important. And just understanding, you know, like how our team communicates with us is going to be different, right? For each of us, it's different how our team communicates with us so that we can receive the guidance. But sometimes, a lot of times people get fixated on, oh, I have to see, or I have to hear, right? Yes. And I know that's not the way it is for me. I see and I hear when I'm doing a process, but when I'm just receiving, it's a knowing and it's a feeling. And I was like, oh, I'm receiving downloads. Okay. What do they want to tell me? You know? So then it's for me, that's how it is. But when I'm doing a process, then I see and I hear and you know, everything else, but you know, we don't have to get fixated on, I have to see. That is not the only way. And that is the most, I don't know. I'm not going to say most anything, but there are many different ways. There are many different ways and they're all valid. So we're all going to be attuned to a different way. So just allow yourself to receive however you do.
Yes. And releasing, like I said, releasing those expectations, because when I had the Superman effect when I first awakened and everything turned on, the seeing, hearing, feeling, knowing, taste and smell. And I was like, oh my gosh, because I could never see. I could never imagine or anything like that, where my husband and daughter are naturally clairvoyant. And I never knew that. I honestly did not know what it was to be able to see in your mind's eye, because I could not. So Spirit had opened all of that up for me. And then shortly after, they shut it all down. And I only had the knowing, the claircognizance, and the clairsentience, the feeling. So I thought, man, clairsentience, that's like the spiritual short straw. Let me tell you, it is not. I promise you, it's not the spiritual short straw. There is so much power in being able to feel, to be able to feel the joy of others, of beings, of, you know, the beings that are coming forward, the loved ones that are coming forward. It is such an unbelievable joy to be able to get those feelings. So I promise you, but releasing those expectations was big. I was one of those people. I was fixated on seeing. I'm like, yeah, I'm getting downloads, but I want to see stuff. And they would show me, but it's not all the time.
Yeah.
It's not all the time. So we know the angel numbers, animals, songs, tones and ears, which can be various different things, from downloads to your spiritual team getting your attention as to what you're thinking at the time and all that kind of stuff as well. So we hear about all of that too. So the spontaneous downloads or knowings, which are really fun when they come in all of a sudden, the nudge to read something, to look something up, because mine are very, we've got very, very modern guides that will say, look it up. So for example, Horus, the Egyptian god Horus, came forward to me when I first awakened and was assisting me with how to use the law of attraction, told me about the law of five, all these different things. Well, then he came back, front and center, because we have all of these teachers that come forward, some that will always, they're always there, then they hold space while the other ones come forward in that time frame. So all of a sudden, Horace comes forward and said, what is your nickname? Look it up. And I'm like, that's weird. Mm-hmm. So my nickname from my darling sisters is Weejit, which is a mix between a weasel and a midget, because I'm the baby. There's a difference in age between us. So I'm a Weejit, a weasel and a midget. That's my nickname from my sisters. Well, when I looked up Horus, the eye of Horus is called a Weejat. So you have these breadcrumbs. I called my mom and I'm like, God, you've got to hear this. I was like, there were several other things I can't even think of now. That's why it's important to write it down, because you can get so many mind-blowing things that you can't possibly remember it all. So I called mom and I was telling my husband about the WeJet thing, but trust yourself for the things that are coming forward. If they say, look it up, or read something, or just trust that. I had to trust that. I looked at and I was mind blown by knowing the connection that I have with Horus just by my own nickname. So guides can appear as symbols that you've seen your entire life. So I told you about the Weejit. Now numbers, but numbers can go even more in depth. So I kept seeing 43, 43, 43, and I'm like, okay, seven, you know, that kind of thing. And I would look up spiritual meaning of, which is funny because it's saved on my phone because I look it up so much, spiritual meaning of, and fill in the blank.
Yeah.
So, you know, because you guys do it too. So 43, turns out my Pleiadian guides from the seven sisters is the number 43. And they said, you know why? Because so the seven sisters is the Dipper, right? Mm-hmm. And it has the four stars for the Dipper part and then the three for the handle. That's the four and the three. That's why 43 for me means the Pleiadian guide. So when I see 43, I know, okay, Pleiadian's coming forward. So, or they'll just come forward and I'll know that it's them. But you can have such embedded messages that you know what it's for. So just to give you that example, to know how they communicate with you, just like cardinals. Cardinals for me, yes, mean mediumship, but they also mean the angelic realm. So, and they came, when they came forward, the cardinal actually landed on my angel in the garden, which is really, I'm like, okay, that's really on the nose for that. Cause I felt the energy and I'm like, okay, this doesn't feel like mediumship. It feels like the angels. I just knew it and felt it at the same time. And then I started spontaneously singing angelic light language while I was blow drying my hair. So, which was good because I don't like singing in front of people, and the blow dryer was drowning out my voice. So no one else in the house could hear me. I was just having a good old time singing by myself with the blow dryer and allowed it to come through. And with that opening helped other things come forward that I really needed to work through. So my anxiety. Okay, how many of us have anxiety? My anxiety got worse as I started to channel. And I knew it was because I was being hard on myself, because it's like, okay, I got really good stuff there. That means I need to do really good stuff again. You know, I really need to do this. But the anxiety, I could feel the energies of the being so intensely. And I was too in, if you're too in your mind, in your ego, you're not going to be able to tell the difference. That's when you just put your hand on your heart and go to your heart space. I'm pulsating out heart chakra stuff to you because I'm wearing my green. I'm wearing a watermelon tourmaline. So it has pink and green. So I'm sending you heart juju today. So you just put your hand over your heart for that intention to go there. Okay, what is this telling me? What is this emotion telling me? What is this anxiety telling me? And it turns out it's because it's guides that I haven't met and I was feeling their energy. And sometimes it makes my neck shake. I'll get a sensation. That was the seraphim. The seraph is my higher self, I found out. And I had intense shaking, like I couldn't move my head side to side. It was really trippy. But just notice if anxiety is coming forward all the time, what are your patterns? What's coming forward with that? You know, write all of that down so you can keep a journal of the patterns that are going on. So that makes sense. And emotions, that goes with emotions too. So we're to learn from them, maybe something that we are healing from a past life for us, something coming forward for someone else. There's so many ways that emotions come forward, but the guides want to help us heal things. And then when we release some of that heaviness, it raises our frequency so that we become more of a match for these beings to come forward. So I had to release. We're on this frequency ride. We're going on a roller coaster and we're looking to go up, right? So the more we acknowledge and more that we're releasing that, because everything comes off in layers, we raise our frequency, which allows the guides to come through and be more of a match to us, which is so much fun. So now when things happen that are maybe not as favorable in life, I'm able to, instead of trying to go around it and not feeling it, I go through it head on now in a more confident way. Yes, I feel it. Yes, I get funky with it sometimes. We all do. We're not perfect. Sometimes I'm like, man, okay, Kristen just wants to wallow in self-pity right now. And if that's what Kristen's got to do, that's what she's got to do. But I'm able to pull myself out a lot faster. And there's something beautiful on the other side of that. And that's more connection with the guides because we released. Life really is like Mario Brothers. It's Nintendo. We're playing Nintendo here, people. We are playing this game of life where we are charging through. When you get that flag, it's because you've charged through something. You've done something that scared you. You tried something that's different. You got through that emotion. You doing all of these things. And then the guides are coming forward because you're more of a frequency match. So if you have any questions on that, just put that in there as well. So that was like a big, huge one, was about the emotions. So yes. Thought, Alara.
Absolutely. So, you know, I think this week is a very emotional week for a lot of people, a lot of stuff coming up. Yeah. I know I had a little meltdown earlier today, so, you know, but I realized after I had the meltdown, it was more manipulative than anything else. Mm-hmm. My husband has been in a funk since yesterday, so in a bad mood, funky, I don't know, just bad. And so whenever he's like that, I'm not happy. And so, I ended up crying. Sobbing, because like I was crying, he didn't hear me, the dog didn't hear me, so I was like, okay, I gotta cry louder. That's what I'm saying, manipulative. It's like I gotta cry louder so that they'll hear me. So I cried louder, and then he comes up, the dogs run up, and then that shifted his energy, right? It shifted his energy, and now I'm fine too, because I hate it when we're fighting. I hate it when he's like that, you know. I hate it. And so, yes, it was a little manipulative, but it was also needed to release all that energy that has been, you know, extra this week. So, you know, emotional patterns and anxiety and all that stuff, a lot of times you have to look at it. You have to look at it when it's happening, instead of avoiding it, pushing it away, pushing it, you know, over there, blaming it. It has nothing. So look at it. What is going on? What are you feeling? What's the fear? It's all fear. And so for my husband, it's fear, right? Because he's not sure when he's ever going to be 100%. Right. So I get that. And I know that that's what he's experiencing, his fear and change and, you know, just all sorts of stuff. Right. So I get it.
Yes.
It's still hard for me, you know, dealing with it.
Oh, yeah.
Because when he's in that moment, he doesn't understand that that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Right. So that's part of the, you know, his stroke condition, you know, so all that stuff. He doesn't understand. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we are all experiencing a lot of stuff coming up for all of us. It's a really, really emotional time. You know, we talked about this. We talk about this on all the calls at some point, because stuff is coming up. Are you willing to look at it? If you're not willing to look at it, it's going to keep coming up. That pattern, if you're not going to look at it, it's going to resurface again and again and again, right? And so we can ask our angels and our guides and our team to help us. Not to get rid of it. They can't get rid of it, but they can help you to deal with it better, give you that extra support and boost of energy to help you deal with it, handle it, give you awareness, etc. Right?
Yes. What is this trying to tell me? So I can be sitting there and I can be, if you hear sounds, Lola is having an amazing dream right now. So she's doing the puffs and the everything. So her jowls are going. So when we are feeling the emotions, what is it trying to tell us? Guys, please help me navigate what this is trying to tell me so I can come out the other side of this and go right through it. So yes, there are funky things that I haven't thought about since I was in my teenage years that I'm going, what in the world is this coming up for? And I also had, I have severe heart problems. I've had 3 heart surgeries and I've had more stuff that's coming up that's scary. So I went to the cardiologist and all of these different things. So I had my woe is me sob moment. I wish this never happened. I feel like I hold my family back because I can't travel, all of these things. And my husband said, I'll probably cry. He says, I'm glad this happened. And I'm like, do tell. And he says, because none of what you do now would have happened from it. I didn't awaken from this. It was something from my husband that caused me to awaken that happened to him. But through this journey, I've learned what gratitude is. Because when I feel good, sitting outside and being in my garden, it's like, yes. And I feel so good. Going to the market and walking around like a normal person makes me feel so good. I'm so grateful to walk out here with my husband, with my daughter, picking vegetables at the market, doing all of these things. I enjoy every single moment, like through the eyes of a child.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So again, please don't ask God, your guides, your spirit to take away your problems, because they, number one, they can't. And number two, you're avoiding and it's just going to come back again. So it's about, you know, going through it, but learning, going through it with grace and ease, right? And so a lot of that, the emotional processing, there are many, many techniques that you can, that there are, but, you know, being grateful, having that gratitude journal is going to help. Somebody asked in the chat about that, how to rewire these patterns, right? So, you know, it is about recognizing, number one, that they are patterns. That's the first and foremost thing. It's a pattern. And we all have many patterns, right? Recognizing the pattern and what's behind the pattern. For me, you know, a lot of times it comes out to be fear. What am I afraid of? What's the worst thing that could happen? So I'm a thinker, right? So I think through things, right? But I'm also a feeler. So I feel a lot. So then, you know, then I work with my emotions to calm down and all that wonderful stuff. And the meditation, going for a walk with the boys. We didn't get the walk today because it was raining, right? So so what helps you to be balanced emotionally? And then sometimes crying. Straight out, flat out crying, having that release. It's going to shift the energy. Again, it's always about energy, right? So it's about how can you shift that energy that you're experiencing at the moment to be something different and then get the awareness of it. So again, even when we're shifting energy, we're not trying to run away from what the situation is.
Yes.
Sorry, yes, sometimes sure. I can talk.
Yeah. No, it's so true. And a lot of the things now, it's hard when I'm in an episode because catching my breath is not easy, but going to the breath, even breathing in and out for 5, 6, or 7, you know, breathing in for 5, 6, or 7, hold for a second and then breathe out for that. It, you know, releases that, that calm feeling within your body. It lets your parasympathetic system know that you are safe because you're able to breathe and you're calm. It just triggers that within the body. And I love bringing myself to that. That helps my blood pressure, because my blood pressure goes up and down a lot and gets crazy, and I can't take medication for it. So I go to my breath to be able to help manage it, other than food and blueberries and stuff. But, you know, we go off on a whole other thing, but that's how this works. And that's why it's fun.
Exactly. All right. So how can we ask for our heaven on earth to manifest, experience, actualize, whatever the word you want to use?
Having a chat with your team, which means having a chat for yourself. And I saw someone had put, what's the difference between a spirit and a soul? And in my definition, we are, Kristen is two beings. I am the all-knowing spirit. I'm the higher self, but I'm also my avatar, Kristen. So I feel, please drop in the comments. I'm interested how you feel this works, because I go through this throughout the day. No, Kristen's having, she's having a moment and she's going on a tangent. And I'm like, my spirit has to talk to Kristen. So I'm talking to that aspect of myself going, it's okay. We got this. Everything's working out. Best case scenario. I have to talk to myself. So that's, I have a conversation with myself, my higher self and Kristen, as well as with my divine team. But understand that asking for the feeling of what you're looking in life. So if you're asking for your heaven on earth, a lot of times people will say, I want the money so I don't have to worry about it and all of that. What is the feeling that money brings you? It's the freedom. What is that which you're looking for? Is it love? Feel that loving feeling. Going to the feeling, I'm telling you, that you empaths out there, it's not the spiritual short straw. It is amazing. So really feeling the feelings that you want in your heaven to earth, and the universe will bring it to you, and they'll bring you options. So this is like law of attraction intertwined. They'll bring you options. How about this? You know what? I'm not quite comfortable with that. That's not really what I want, but I'm grateful for that. Thank you for that opportunity. And something else comes. It's the craziest thing how that will present itself. So like, I want to help people and to be of service, but I didn't know how I did that. I got stuck in a rut. I didn't want to be what, you know, other people were. I wanted to be me. What is it that I do? And I was forcing and forcing, and I finally had to just human and allow that information to come forward and present itself. And I learned through going through my everyday how I functioned. And working with my higher self, I received some downloads from Azra, who is a seraphim angel. And she had told me when I was in the meditation, I had asked God who I was. And he said, you are love. And Azra said, you're here to help change and bring joy. So however I can bring joy is however I can do it in that moment for somebody. So I found myself on this journey by asking my guides, how do I do this? Okay, I know I want to bring heaven to earth, but how do I do it? How do I find myself? And that's why I'm going to go back to releasing your expectations, because my life now is nothing that I could have ever imagined. What you think you might want, oh, there's so many amazing things that can come back around through spirit and through the universe that you could not even imagine. You could not even fathom the amazingness that can come forward for you. We live in a fast food world. We want things yesterday, right? So enjoy the process. I know that's like one of those annoying things when you say to your parents, are we there yet? Almost, you know, that kind of thing. It's like when someone says, you know, it's about enjoying the process, and people are like amped. But I'm telling you, the process is where you learn to love yourself more, because you've been through the good, the bad, the ugly, the trippy, the amazing, the blessings, all of it. You've been through it. Me, myself, and I are doing this life, so we better all get along. So get along with me, myself, and I, and ask your guides to be able to assist you with that. Again, whether it's books or different things, I have to talk things out loud, and I like to say it in the mirror. So Kristen's eyes are looking at Kristen's eyes, and I'm able to talk things out. And why do I feel this way? And all these different things. So I have to, if you can't tell, I'm very chatty. So I like to, yeah. I see your face, Mom. I'm chatty. I was known for my mouth was born first, and the rest of me was born around it, where my sister Deborah was the eyeballs. Her eyes were first and everything else around it. Mine was my mouth, but we'll call that a gift.
Exactly. It's definitely a gift, because look what you're doing now, right? With the gift of speaking, chatting. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, like, you know, you're talking about empaths and feeling. Feeling is one of the greatest indicators to you of what is going on in your life and what needs to change, right? It also shows you, it can show you the depth of your love that you have within you. So just a really quick little, I'm such a sap. I swear to God, I cry like that, right? At the tip of like that. I was listening to a song, which I'd heard before many times, an Indian song, devotional song, in praise of Lord Shiva. I love Lord Shiva. He's right there. You know, I love Lord Shiva. And in part of the song, they were saying how when they had the churning of the sea, right, the churning of the ocean, all of the so nectar came out of the ocean, right? Lakshmi came out with the nectar, and then the nectar, it was immortal nectar, was given to all the gods, right? So they all got all this nectar that made them immortal, right? It was a gift and blessing. And then I'm already getting like choked up. And then Lord Shiva, you know, from the churning of the ocean, it released a lot of poison, right? So all the gods got all the nectar, immortality, gift, blessings, all that stuff. And he took on all the poison. You know, it's like I said, it's just like,
yeah,
I always get like, I'm such a sap. But it showed me, so I was listening to that and I was crying. Like, what is wrong with you women? But what it shows you is how big your heart can be, how much love there is in your heart, how much compassion there is in your heart, if you're willing to receive it, and recognizing that your heart is so big, and that's why you're feeling, you know, the crying. And then I was listening to, what can I say, a Muslim song, but, you know, kind of thing. And again, crying, right? So for me, devotional worship, you know, is very important, right? Because that's all about the heart, mm-hmm. right? Chanting, opening up the heart, feeling, mm-hmm. right? And so, and that shows me, yes, I'm such a sap. I cry at anything and everything. But it also shows me what the gift of compassion and love that I have that I can share with others. And also just for myself to know how much I love God, spirit, creator, whatever name you want to use, how much I love and that connection. So, you know, I also used to say, oh, just clairsentient, that, what does that mean? I just feel all these energies. I feel all the energies of other people when they're feeling stuff. But you know what? It's beautiful, yeah. Right? So, you know, accept your gifts. I mean, so I'm clairsentient, I'm claircognizant, clairvoyant, clairaudient, all that stuff. Does it matter? No. What matters is how am I using these gifts to change my life and change the life of my clients, my community, my family, the world, the collective.
Yes. Right? Yes. So the more you lean into those gifts, the more you're, so when we first awaken, we have, just like we have all of these senses as humans, hearing, seeing, feeling, knowing, taste, and smell. Same with psychic. So when we awaken, our psychic senses open up. But when we start using them and going through it, then they turn into superpowers. Even more so, because it's your own thumbprint, your own snowflake of how you use your empathic clairsentient abilities, claircognizant abilities. No matter what you use, it's the way you use them. Mm-hmm. And I love that because music moves me as well. That was my whole life, was mom taking me to dance. And then it was Sweet Adelines or chorus and vocal ensemble. My husband was in vocal ensemble. My daughter's going to school in college to be in music education. So she's all about music. So music moves me. And I actually sent Alara some pictures. So there are a couple of songs that I'm going to go the total different way. And it's going to be more modern music, but I love pentatonics. I love a cappella. And the song is called Love Me As I Do. And it is about love me like you do, because I forget how to. I forget how to love myself. You don't need anyone else to complete you, but my husband and I are so connected that he lifts me up, and that's what love should do, right? Yeah. So when I am not knowing how to love myself, he helps to lift me up. And the music, you have to, it's an upbeat song, but the words are beautiful. And the other one too is called Joy by Andy Grammer. And it's how he found joy in going through everything he went through in life, how imperfect he was, things that he did, circumstances in life, and how he went right through that. And now he finds joy in the eyes of his wife and now in the eyes of his two children. So, and living in that joy each and every day, it's absolutely beautiful. So it like really encompasses everything we're talking about right mm-hmm. now. Amazing.
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah. And I cry, you know, at the top of the, at whatever, whatever. I cry all the time. So you want me to share some pictures? We can't play the music because I don't want to get copyright infringement, blah, blah, blah. But you wanted me to share some pictures?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So I wanted to share these pictures. I sent them to Alara.
So which one first?
There's one of them that I circled in the tree orb, the clear tree orb.
There's two of them in the tree. Okay, well, we'll go with this one first. Can you see it? Is that the one?
So yes, that's the one. So I was singing outside as I was in the garden, and I've started taking pictures using my cell phone, not a fancy camera, but I said to my guides, and I never caught squat on my phone. I did once before. I have a picture of a gnome that I caught, but I never caught anything else fun and fancy. So I said, guides, are you here? Sing and rejoice with me. Have a great time. Sing and rejoice. I took this picture and I didn't realize it until I put it on the computer. And my husband's like, there's an orb in the tree. So the other picture, Alara, shows the tree without the orb there, just right. So you can see, because the orb is sitting in there. You see branches in front of it and then nothing is behind it. Yeah, so
let me get the other one. I don't know if I can show more than one. No, I can't. Okay, let me get the other one because I know it's there too. A second.
Yeah. But I wanted to show both. That way you're able to see orb in the tree. And what I do is click, click, click. And
what are you seeing? What are you seeing now?
So this just shows the orb not there.
Yeah.
So I wanted to show the picture with the orb and the orb not there. The little orb that is in there, that's the flashback from my camera. So when you're taking pictures, notice what your flashbacks look like. So you get more of a flow of how your energy works with the camera. So now I know that type. And then there was that last picture. Because again, I was out there and I was talking to my guides and there was a different one. There was one with purple orb.
Yeah, I was just showing this one again with the orb.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then the other one. Yeah, let me get the other one. 1 second. Must be this one.
Yes. So you can't see it good in this picture. I do have another one, but it's actually purple. This orb is purple that is up there. And I've never caught a purple orb before. It's always just the flashbacks that I got. So by interacting and asking them to come forward and show themselves and through song and dance, I'm not going, please, I want to see you. I need to capture you, because that's blocking myself. I'm going, let's sing and dance. Are you here singing and dancing with me? Can you show me? and click, 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 click. And then I sit there and I look at the pictures. So I've captured really cool things. One of them I couldn't actually capture with my camera, and I can't even explain what it is that I saw. I'm still trying to figure out what that is, but playing with your guides in that way is so much fun, because I've never caught anything like that before until I asked.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be serious. You know, it's like, you don't have to be serious all the time. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. Awesome. Okay. So I just want to ask somebody, Linda. So we're going to take some questions because we haven't taken any questions yet, but Linda Legg, I'm sure I'm saying your name wrong, Linda. I'm sorry. But yesterday you didn't get a chance to ask the question. If you want to ask Kristen today, please do raise your hand. Okay. Because I felt bad that I didn't have time to ask, have her ask her question.
I've been out gardening. I don't know.
You don't have a question now about anything?
Is there anything? I mean, I've pictured orbs in Sedona and around. I'm in Montana. I'm out raking a lot of leaves because the ice has melted enough. Oh. And is there anything that you could share with me? I'm fine.
About what? Be specific. Something specific.
How about weight?
About weight?
The more I focused on relieving or being lightened up, I should say, the more I've kind of gained. And I've put on about 8 pounds, which is not good for my knees.
Okay. All right. Let me sit for just a moment. There's your energy, Linda. I just called in your energy and you could feel, you have a lot of nature spirits. They're very much forward, your guide.
I sometimes have to limit them.
Which is really fun because I have a gnome picture and I feel a lot of like gnome and elf and fairy energy and trees.
The garden.
A lot of trees, 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 trees. But what your guides are talking about your weight, who is this? I want to know who it is. Let me release that because I'm really hooked. I want to ask who it is. This is Jesus that's forward. And there's an Egyptian energy too. And you have a lot of galactics. But to answer your specific question about weight, they're talking about, can you say that again? They want you to look in a different direction. And they're like, don't look with being forceful of looking. Allow your heart to guide you where you need to go. They're talking about, they're actually saying intermittent fasting could be very beneficial. So validating intermittent fasting, but there's something else with that. There's something else with the intermittent fasting. There's something that needs to be switched.
Keto? Do I need to go on the keto?
Can you? No, it's
something. I felt the best when I was on that.
Feels like the body feels stressed somehow with keto, is what they were telling me. And see, and now I get a pull in the heart space. Very much in the heart chakra with you, but they're talking about the intermittent fasting. It's keto, but it feels more lenient. I don't know if there's something that's just, is it called paleo or something like that?
Mediterranean.
Okay.
Mediterranean, more vegetables.
Yes. Okay. I get a yes with that. If you can see my pendulum's going in a circle, because when I ask keto, they're saying no. And they're like, there's something more with that. So that does make sense. So it's doing different things, but they're saying, remember we talked about a fast food world, because with weight, it's trial and error, right? So it's like, whoa, another pound or two, let's not go in that direction. So let's try something different. But allowing your intuition, you're very intuitive, but it's about trusting yourself. So, okay, but saying to your guides, I'm asking for your help. Please bring forward to me that which will help me be the best weight.
And not sugar.
I feel the best. And then allow it to guide you, because I did this with my skin. I did this with my weight as well, because I can't exercise as much because of my heart issue. I get concerned about weight and all of that is always on my mind. So something might pop up on TV and they talk about to validate the Mediterranean diet or something like that. But it feels like something needs to shift with the intermittent fasting. And they're talking about something that's easier. So more of like exercising, but it's not strenuous on the knees or anything like that. So it feels more yogic, Pilates like, because you can put things, it's okay. About being mindful with the body. Uh-huh. So, being mindful with the body in that aspect is what they're talking about. I hope that helps, but they're saying that you're very intuitive. So they're bringing forward things to validate. So go ahead and trust yourself when something comes up and be like, yes, I'm going to try that. And I like documenting my stuff too, because sometimes they ask you to do several different things and tweak it and I can't remember it. So journaling would be helpful.
Okay. Yeah, I do the app and I was so focused on doing it. That's the stress. And it was like, and I didn't seem to go into keto. Mm-hmm. No matter how, I mean, I get down to zero carbs and need just a detox. So I probably need more of the veggies for my, what's going on. I look great out in the garden, don't I?
Yes, the Mediterranean diet, that really makes sense then, because they're talking about, because our body holds on to that cortisol level. I am not a doctor at all, but it feels like it was being stressed with that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda. Great to see you. Okay. Awesome. Wow. Good. All right, Sarah, go ahead. She's been waiting a long time.
So your hand was up since the beginning. What's up, Buttercup?
Well, you know, sometimes you don't know the people and you want to see what is my question. And sorry, hasn't rung all morning. And you want to figure out what your question is or what they're about. But I know you and love you. And I knew I wanted to ask something. So here we go. And it hasn't been long. It's been a delight. Mm-hmm. So as you know, I got hit by an SUV. And I was in the hospital, had a hip replacement, now I'm in rehab. It's going better today. I have two questions, very specific. One is, when it happened, because I've been hit before, what is this about? Now, I know that I've been realizing I am more sensitive since the accident happened. Things are clearer to me in my intuition. So why is this happening? What am I supposed to get from it? And someone yesterday said on Alara's show, hold on a second, on Alara's show that I've been afraid to step into my power. So I would like to know what advice the guys, because I feel like I've been trying to step into my power and I just haven't been able to do the website and I haven't gone back and re-edited the book and published that. Maybe that has something to do with it. I'm wondering if you have any specific information from your guides and angels and from your beautiful heart as to what specifically I should be doing to step into my power, because I have pushed on a lot of doors and none of them have opened. And secondly, if the angels have any advice for me on not getting PTSD. I've been using the essential oils and everything I've learned in the last couple of years, and I feel like it's not very bad, but it's there. Thank you.
It's there. Okay. They're talking about reflection. So I called upon your guys to come forward. I can always feel when they come forward. So they're talking about reflection, because they're like setting the intention for when you're doing your practices and your rituals. But did we talk about this before? Because they want you to let loose. They said, let loose and do not that which you normally do, is what they say. And they want more. And you know, when they say want, it is they invite you. It's never forceful, of course, but they invite you to work on reflection, to see what it is that lights you up, because it feels like there's a forcefulness to find, I need to be doing this. I should be in a place where I'm doing it. And they're like, you should not have to be doing anything. You should be doing what makes you feel good. And this is the time that they wish for you to reflect upon that, which of course is one of those like annoying parent things, because it's something that isn't like a quick fix. But they say the more that you relax into, what am I to know? What am I to reflect upon today? And looking in your reality, just like we look at our dreams to be able to be interpreted, what keeps showing up in your reality that's trying to tell you something as well? And again, they're big on journaling today, because now from Linda's guides and yours, but they're talking about writing down the patterns. Writing down the patterns and doing reflection.
I'm not doing that, but everything else you're talking about, I give myself time and space for every day.
Yeah.
I walk in the woods and I sing and I dance and, you know, all that. I'm not going to take time with it, but that's exactly what I feel like I've been doing. And I guess the bubble will just pop when it wants to. I'm very confused about whether I'm supposed to push on and get the website up, get up, just, you know, go for a swim. Anyway, the second one, and I will try to start writing some.
Can I just say something really quick? Every time you mentioned pushing on the door, I kept getting turn the knob and walk through the door.
Walk through it.
Okay.
Turn the knob and walk through the door is what I kept getting over and over again. Every time you say, I'm pushing on all these doors.
All right. So I think that says to me, I need to be more assertive.
You need to walk through the door, pick one door and walk through it.
Okay. And the second comment, just on the PTSD, any specific practices I can do to not get nervous? I've taken so long to be a calm person. I don't want to get back to being nervous.
Right, right. Okay, this has something totally not to do with it, but I actually see, it looks like someone's holding a staff and I see a big blue orb on it. So whatever that means, I'm not sure, but I see like this big blue orb on a staff. This is Melchizedek that's forward. What do you wish to say? So talking about keeping up with your practices and really going into song and really speaking with yourself. So reassuring yourself that everything's working out best case scenario. I don't need to fall back into that. You have an awareness. They're saying you have an awareness of what this PTSD is and any kind of anxiety associated, but you have an awareness of it. That does not mean it is you. That's not you, but they just talk about everything's working out best case scenario. Sarah, we got this. So talking to yourself and talking with Sarah and saying, we've got this, and speaking with yourself with kindness, just as you would a person that's going through this, you're talking with yourself, your own best friend. So really talk, and you might have to say it 9 billion times during the day, but you've got this. And really, really diving into music, because I know you immerse yourself in that. So listening and singing and doing all of that really is therapeutic for you as well. So
okay. I hope that helps. Thanks so much. And I've also been doing some tapping.
Good.
I usually ignore doing. Thank you, darling. And thank you, Alara.
Awesome. Well. Thank you, Sarah. Feel thank better. You. Get better. Bye.
Thank you.
When will you be home?
I think another couple of days. I think they want to keep me, but I feel like I am mastering my physical therapy and my occupational therapy. And I had to get up with no medication in my system in the night, and I did great. So
awesome.
I think I can go sooner than they think I can go.
Good. All right. Well, next time we see you, hopefully you'll be at home.
Yes.
I love you both.
Love you too, Sarah. All right. We're going to go to Tanya. Tanya, you want to unmute yourself? Oh, and I know there's some questions in the chat. I will get to those. I can read the chat today, so we will get to those in a minute. Tanya, go ahead. I'm losing my voice today.
Hi, Tanya.
Hello. And my question is,
again about my moving, I have to move the move house till the end of May. Like, I really have to. And okay. My new self thinks that it should be divine timing for everything, you know, just relax. But my old self is a bit stressed because I think I have only 2 months to find the property that I can afford. Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of places to rent, you know, but I need something that I can afford. Mm-hmm. And so I would love to get some guidance on it, you know, because it's like when I'm stressed, then I can't connect properly, you know, with my guide to ask for guidance. So it is like, you know, no win yeah. situation.
Yes. Oh, I know that. I know that. Let me connect real quick. So I understand because I'm resonating with you because Kristen gets in her head a lot. So I will get in my head a lot and then it's spiraling. And then you think about all these different things. So then I see them as like marbles in the mind because you're thinking of all these different scenarios and they spiral. So they're actually talking about something you might see it as counterproductive, but don't think about it. Give yourself a mental break now over the weekend. So if over the weekend you can say, you know what, I'm going to give this to God. I'm going to give this to my guides, to the universe, and I'm going to give myself a mental break. And do things that you love, that you enjoy, things that make you laugh, people that you enjoy being around, to be able to release that. So really grounding to really help that connection and getting you back to that stability of gaining that intuition, but really giving yourself a mental break. So we're talking humaning would be really good, but humaning in a way where it's things that are uplifting you and it's going to seem counterproductive because your mind's going, I have 2 months ahead. I know how that feels because that's something I totally would do. So being able to give yourself a break and state it, okay, guys, I'm going to give this to you. Because I know everything's working out best case scenario and for my highest good. So I give this to you for the next 2 days, 3 days, 1 day. Can you do 1 day? And declare that to them with that intention that you're going to have inspiration through that time. And you'll have more clarity when it's time to start thinking about life situations then at the end of your rest period. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that will help.
I told myself that I need to just give it a rest because otherwise I get, you know, like I broke tendon on my finger and stuff. Oh. I'm breaking things because I get stressed and I get, you know, like I fly around the house and stuff.
Yes.
So, and I felt like intuitively that I have to relax. But, you know, the old me, like the guilty me says, no, you have no time to relax. You have to do something. You have to look for something. it's like constant war.
And, you know, when you're trying to look for your keys and I need to find them. I'm running late. I need to go. And they're always right in front of your face or the sunglasses that are on your head when you're looking for them and you're in a rush. It's the same concept is what the guides are bringing forward is when you're forcing yourself and you're rushing and you're trying to figure it out. And they're like, release that to allow everything to come and flow to you, but putting yourself in those situations with those individuals and people and whatever it might be that you love and enjoy and can laugh, that will really release a lot of pressure to allow that to flow to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're showing me like, they're interesting how they're showing me, but it's like through somebody else. There's like someone, oh, I know someone that knows someone that's going to be doing their place or something like that. Cause they like went like this. So that's just something that they had brought forward. So that
doesn't mean that you go start calling all your friends. Okay.
Yes. You allow that to come to do your fun stuff and don't, okay, who do I know? And who can I, that's no. Right. Alara, just trust and allow, but it feels like everything falls into place. of course, we're a fast food world, so we want it yesterday. So we know, okay, this is done because I'm a planner. So I know how your mind is working with and get all that stuff done. But take your mental break and allow your natural intuition to flow through you. But bring up that, you know, the joy and the laughter and everything, and allow yourself to have that sense of calm and to be free.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. I don't think people give it as much value as they should, but when you actually take that mental break and play, your energy shifts, everything shifts, and then you're available for other insights, other opportunities, just your whole energy shifts and changes. So definitely play, do something that is fun for you, light filled for you. Okay. And then, and then, you know, see, all right, now what wants to come through.
Yeah.
And then, and let it, because it always, everything always changes after that.
Yes.
Thank you, Christine. Thank you, Alara. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Reminding me just to be mindful and relaxed a bit.
Don't be mindful. Just relax. Just play.
Just play and relax. No mind stuff.
Exactly. That's why I don't like the word mindfulness. That's like, it's so whatever, but play. Don't be in your mind. Just don't even think about anything. Just play, be loose, be light, be just joy. And that is going to shift your energy. Okay.
Be loose is good.
Yeah.
Be loose. I know what you mean.
Awesome. Thank you. And that's for everybody. That's not just for Tanya. That's for all of us. Because we're all like that. I'm like that too. So sometimes I also need that. I just need to play, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And then that changes everything. So awesome. All right. Just really quickly, I know there were some people in the chat who had written some stuff. Marlon, I'd like to know about a job offer I most probably will get in the USA. But the only thing in my way is perhaps have to come up with getting work visa on my own. So I'd like to know, on your guides and angels, do they have any advice on this? Since I'm in South Africa and job is in USA, it can be a long and dense process. And hopefully I do get the job.
Okay. What was the name again?
Marlon.
Marlon. Hi, Marlon. Okay. Okay, so there's always themes, right? And the biggest theme is, and I just saw a cardinal fly by as well. So talking about, okay, hold on. It's just one job, another one. It's interesting because, you know, they're going with, trusting yourself, because you feel that pull. There's two different pulls. You get the pull from the mind, because it's like, no, this is what I'm logically supposed to do. And then you get a pull from the heart space that tells you what you're truly supposed to do that will bring you joy and happiness. But I actually see a couple of jobs. So I see a couple of offers. And I don't understand what it means, but one of the jobs has an offer within an offer. Hold on, let me see what they're trying to tell me. Okay, your guides are funny, because they're going like this to me, because I'm trying to ask too in depth, but they're talking about, because I see a couple of jobs, but it feels like a conversation with one of them where there's another offer within the offer. And I do feel US. I'm asking them for anything else. Your guides are very to the point. Others, you know how others like to have these words of wisdom and they sing and dance. Do you know what I mean, Alara? They have, your guides are like very, very to the point. But I feel a couple of different offers, and I'm feeling very strong. It almost feels like heartburn. they're bringing me to the heart center and saying that that's the pull that you're going to get. But I do feel US, but I do feel a couple of offers. And there's one where you have a conversation where you just are lit up, because there's a lot of like opportunities for growth within that. It feels
so.
Like.
How will he get the visa? Because he needs a work visa.
Mm-hmm. Can you show me? Can you tell me? It's really interesting because we talk about clairsentience and they keep bringing me back to the heart chakra. What is it here that you're trying to tell me? And I do not know how that works at all with a work visa or anything like that. Are there forums or something like that that you can communicate with? There's some kind of, I see some kind of a chat. There's something, other people that are going through things and you give each other information. That's what it feels like. It feels like some kind of forum with other people going through similar situations. And it's like someone in there has information that would be important for you to get the visa.
Cool.
Yeah, because I'm saying is that that's because they're saying yes, because it's going in a circle. That's what it is. Is it something else? They're like, no. So that's what it feels like. So drop that in the chat if that makes sense, because I'm not sure how the visa works or anything, but they show some kind of a chat about that.
Awesome. So let us know, Marlon, how that resonates with you. Yeah, makes sense. Good.
Good luck,
awesome.
Marlon.
Yes, good luck. And so I think the piece about the offer within an offer could be there's one offer when he, you know, Marlon, I'm assuming you're a he. I'm not sure. I'm just, you know. So I think within that offer, he might get offered something else, like a different position that might be better suited for him.
Yes, that's what it feels like through that conversation. And I just feel it more in your heart chakra that you get more of a pull for that because you're being seen for your talents and your gifts, and you're able to have more growth within that because that individual or manager is able to sees you for what you can bring to the table and your value.
Makes sense. Awesome. Good. Thank you. All right, let's take a minute and talk about the package, which is very easy to talk about, but let me just share my screen 1 second. I think I'm gonna share my screen. Yeah, I'm gonna share my screen in a second, 1 sec. Wow, my voice is like being really weird.
You tend to get the frog with me.
I do.
Towards the end.
I do. I don't know what that is, but yes, I do. I don't need to know. So it's like not important. It'll be gone by afterwards for sure. Okay. So anyways, the package with Kristen is basically a 60-minute personal session and a divine connection meditation MP3. So with the session, it's a little bit like today, but what else can you tell us about the session, Kristen?
The sessions are specific to you. We cram in as much as we can into a session because sometimes it's like, okay, I want to know about life situations and I want to know about my woo-woo stuff. What about certain gifts, what's my path, anything like that. And sometimes there's healing and activations that are given as well because the guides will come forward and state that. We are totally playing with spirit and bringing forward what is in your highest and greatest good. Sometimes mediumship comes up in there because, you know, our families are always going to want to be in our business, even in the afterlife as well. So they like to come forward and give their 2 cents and bring loving messages as well. But whatever comes forward, that's what makes it so fun because I learned so much from all of the clients that turn into friends. And the interaction is just beautiful and I'm grateful for it. So whatever comes forward in your highest and greatest good, you can have an intention. Some people don't and say, what comes forward? Some people are very specific with it and we just flow and roll with it.
Awesome. So it's a 60-minute session on Zoom?
Yes, 60-minute session on Zoom and it can be recorded for you as well.
Yeah. And then the bonus is the divine connection meditation.
Yes, I had done a meditation, and the meditation is really to bring you peace and a sense of calm, but also a way for you to be able to receive the guidance. So just listening to my voice and going through, because there's some activation and some light language that's within there as well, and then being able to receive guidance from your specific team as well.
Awesome. And so this package is 111, and there are 2 and 3 part payment plans available. And of course, if you are an Inner Circle member, free or VIP, please do use your gift code, 10% or 25% gift code. Yeah, my voice is like totally going. Please do take advantage of this. There's some wonderful testimonials on the page as well. And I think we have Manisha here who has worked with you before, whose testimonial is there as well on the page. So Manisha, did you want to share a little bit and ask a question? If she's here. She may be like, there she is.
I'm here. Sorry, my head's a bit of a mess. Thank you so much, Alara and Kristen. I was just thinking when you were talking about the session, I've had the most amazing session with Kristen a few months ago, and I highly recommend everyone to get it because there's so much clarity, so much advice. And Kristen had said to me, I'd asked one of the questions, if I'm going to be moving homes. And a couple of months ago, well, 6 weeks ago, we moved home. So there you go. I haven't had time to even email Kristen because it's been very stressful moving and busy times. Yeah.
Wow. Awesome. I didn't know that.
No.
Because we didn't ask, like nobody asked today, for example, nobody asked any time frame questions. Did you notice that, Kristen? Nobody asked a question like how long will it take or when will that be or anything like that. So it's like interesting. So Manisha was told that she would be moving and she did. So awesome. Validation. Confirmation.
Yeah. Time frame going back. I'd asked Kristen when. So she said fall, so autumn, but that's when everything started, you know, the ball rolling.
Oh, okay.
Yes. You'd given me a time frame. So I think everything started October end, you know, paperwork and everything. Then we had a few hiccups here with the economy, with the chancellor. But anyway, in the end, everything worked out well.
Wonderful.
Yes, absolutely.
So what's your question for Kristen today?
Kristen, why do I keep seeing number 3?
Okay.
I'm going to ask a question first. Hold on.
Yeah.
Why do you think you keep seeing the number 3, Manisha?
I don't know. Number 4 is always lucky for me. It's my birthday. I was married on the 4th. My son is 24. So 4 I always have. I'm not sure what does 3 mean?
Put your hand on your heart and just sit with me for a moment. So put your hand on your heart, and if you feel comfortable, close your eyes. Mm-hmm. Just take in a good breath in and out. And in again. And out. And just get those roots growing down into Gaia. The tops of your tree going up to source, connecting. What does 3 mean to you? Asking your guides to come close. And asking, what signs do you give me throughout my day? And what does the 3 mean? What do you get from that? How do you feel?
I'm not getting anything apart from 3 months.
What they show me is a triangle. And they say mind, body, spirit.
Okay.
They're showing me mind, body, spirit. This is a sense, it feels like you can breathe now. Come back to center. Do some recalibrating is what they're talking about. So doing your self-care. They're saying something else I don't quite understand. Hold on just a moment. Okay, so the way that they're presenting this is saying, because of so much going on, and they show a lot going on, it looks like static. They're like, this is the time to center and recalibrate and reset. Reset, rebalance, mind, body, spirit. So that's what they're telling you as well, is that kind of connection. I also feel ascended master in there. So there's teachings that are going to come through with that as well. So it feels like teachings through your recalibration, because, you know, as we're allowing ourselves to calm, releasing more stuff, we're raising our vibration. We raise our vibration again when we're grounding, right? We're able to recalibrate and center ourselves. And it feels like teachings are going to be coming through that, but it feels like teachings with something you want to do. Did we talk about you coaching?
Alara will validate.
I'm going to say yes.
That's the plan. That's the yes. plan. That's what I'm working towards.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. We're going to recalibrate. So mind, body, spirit. Go into yourself, ground, feel good with yourself. What practices do you want to incorporate that you feel happy with and joyful with? And so there's more teaching. There's something, ascended masters are coming forward. I do feel angelic presences as well, very strongly coming forward. Metatron, I feel a lot of sacred geometry as well. So there's a lot of things presenting themselves to be able to help you with how you want to coach.
So I also got something for the number three, Manisha, yes. and that was yes. divine support.
Wow. I've got some chills, Alara. I've got, like, I'm feeling so cold once you said that, like shivers all my body. And it's not cold in London.
Yeah. So just, you know, because I asked a question too. It's like, what does number three mean? You know, what does that mean? So I got divine support. So know that you're supported, but also know that you can ask for divine support.
Yeah.
As you're moving forward.
Thank you so much. Today is a very auspicious day. And whenever you've come on the show, it's always been an auspicious day. So today is the birthday of Lord Ram. Last time it was Hanuman.
Yes.
So whenever you've come, somehow, it's like, you know, divine intervention. But it's one of those very auspicious Hindu days.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Alara. Thank you, Kristen. And thank you for the guidance in my session. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Manisha. That was, you know, and so I will ask you, like, what does it mean to you? Right? Because it's about, yes, we like to get support from other people. We like to get, you know, Kristen is very tuned in, tapped in, so she gets information. We like to get that, but we also need to start to trust our own selves as well.
How do we get?
So because you also can access that wisdom for you, you know? So always, you know, I like to ask other people questions too. Don't get me wrong. Oh, I love it when people give me answers. I love it. But I also like to ask myself, what does that mean to me? Because I'm going to get something, and it's going to be more true what I get for me, because there's no filter, right? It's like, this is it. So trusting yourself, and that's a good practice for everybody to start doing for themselves. What does this mean for me? Not what does this mean in the collective? Sorry, just one second, Kristen. What does this mean in the mass media? What does this mean in what does this mean for me? Okay.
Yes, so. Releasing those. It's funny because it's 3:33 right now.
Yeah.
3:33 here. So Manisha, that's amazing. But you know how when sometimes you're like, okay, I know I do this. I need to meditate. And I'm sitting and I'm too antsy-pantsy to meditate in that moment. And it's like, okay, now's not your time, girl. And there are times where you feel very tired, but you're not tired. You're able to slip in that meditative state.
Yeah.
There are times where you read for yourself, and then there's times where you're too antsy pantsy. So go with that time where you feel like, okay, I feel very neutral right now. And you can pull cards, ask the question, put your hand on your heart and get that answer. So I sit in meditation, calling forward my guides. This is my question. And ask one question, because I know I'll be like, and then I have like 50 things and then I get confused with the answer. So direct it to that one question, put your hand over your heart and just let yourself go.
Yeah, absolutely. The only thing that, I mean, with that, like you can do this anytime when you're calm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing you can, you don't need to, and you don't need rituals. You don't need anything right. else other than being calm, putting your hands on your heart, because that works. Taking mm-hmm. a few deep breaths and saying, and asking, what does this mean for me? And then see what you get, meaning perceive what you get. It's not always going to be seeing, right? But perceive what you get. And if you don't get anything in that moment, okay, you know what, guides, angels, team, give it to me later when maybe I'm still too much in my head. Give it to me later. And so when you're doing dishes or when you're doing the laundry or when you're doing something else, when you're just watching TV mindlessly, it'll pop in.
Or it'll pop up. Something will flash up on the TV or something like that. I love automatic writing. I like to type because my writing stinks. So I like to type everything out. So automatic typing, journaling, whatever you want to call it, being able to sit and just let go and allow those answers to flow through.
Absolutely. Yep. Awesome. Thank you. Oh, I love how we can like give teaching wisdom as at the same time as, you know, you're giving the psychic information, you know? So it's like,
I love it.
It's important. All right. One last quick question from Rebecca, because she's had her hand raised for a long time. Last quick question, Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Because my voice is going, as you know.
Hi there. I'm out in the garden too.
Oh nice. Yeah.
So I was going to ask a question about a home. And then I thought, well, maybe about love. But then somebody else asked the question about finding housing in the next couple of months. And of course, my situation is different, but I guess I'll stick with that one.
Okay.
I would say take a deep breath first, put your hand on your heart and then ask, what is the question I want to ask? Because this is about not logically thinking what's the most important thing I need to know, but from your heart, what do I need to know?
Okay. It's about love. I haven't dated in, I don't know, 9 or 10 years. Didn't plan it that way. I think I just got so heartbroken that I just didn't ever go there again.
Okay. All right. I love your energy, Rebecca. I get like these chills when I connect at times.
Oh, thank you. Ditto.
Okay. I'm going to try and say this without crying.
Yeah, I feel that too.
I'm going to keep my eyes closed for a moment. First and foremost, your guys wish for you to see how beautiful and divine you are, how you have so much to give, and relish in that moment, because you are absolutely 100% amazing. And they say this is going to be a process of releasing your guard that you put up.
Yes.
But they say this is a beautiful process, because this is about pivotal change of the process of loving yourself so that you can let love in.
Yes.
So with that being said, let me ask them more specific. I love it when they give me random stuff. They're saying balloons. I don't know what that means. Whatever that means for you, it can come up in a month. It can come up in a couple of weeks. Okay, my email has to be on here somewhere. So if your person winds up meeting you with balloons, you need to message me. So whatever balloons means, let me know. But let me ask them more in depth. this is really about, like I said, this is a theme. It's about freedom. It's allowing yourself to bring in and let in joy and fun. This is a process of you loving yourself, because you're going to learn a lot about yourself through meeting other people. And it feels like, I don't know, they're showing me you making a face if you meet, if like someone says, oh, I have someone I want you to meet. And it, I don't know if that makes sense, but it's like, I have someone I want you to meet and I see you making a face, is what they're showing me. But it feels like you being out there more in environments that you love and enjoy is how you're able to meet, because it releases a lot of that energy. Does that make sense? I can feel all of this, but they're talking about doing things that you love and enjoy, places that you love and enjoy with people that you enjoy being around. And that feels like how you're able to meet someone, because they see, again, I'm going to go with the third eye. They do this in the movie Avatar. I see you, to really see an individual. And it feels like you want to be, we all want to be seen for who we are, right? Yep. And that feels like this is the process of it. I hope all of that made sense, but this is going to be very big, and I'm very excited for you for the transformation that's coming with this. Because saying, I am deserving of love and I'm loving myself. There is a technique, and I can write it in the chat as well. And you say these five things, and you say them three times. But you breathe in for seven, you say the words three times. So I love myself, I love myself, I love myself. Breathe in for seven, hold, two, three, and then breathe out.
So you say mm-hmm. You say the words while you're breathing in?
You say the words first and then you breathe in. So I love okay. myself, I love myself, I love myself. Breathe in, two, three, four, five, six, seven, hold. Two, three, and then breathe out. So I love myself. I trust myself. I value myself. I honor myself. I believe in myself. I love doing it in the shower. So I'm going to write it in the chat. I love myself. Trust myself. I honor myself. I value myself. I believe in myself. And then doing that breath work, it's saying affirmations, but in a different way with doing the breath work. And as you're breathing, as you say the words, what you're doing is you're taking those words and you're putting them in your heart space. So you're breathing them into your chakras and you hold it at the crown. And then with God, you put that those words in your heart. Does that make sense?
Yes, very much.
So
I very much got that it's about my heart healing and opening.
Yeah.
Because that's an important aspect of doing my healing modality that I do. Okay. And just to say how spot on you are, every day I choose a state of being that I'm going to live the day from. And this morning I chose fun and joy. Joy and fun.
I love that. This is going to be such a beautiful process for you. But again, I feel that emotion because you are so divinely supported and you are so very much connected. You have so much to offer and you have so much light. And they ask you to really see that in yourself, how amazing you are, and patting yourself on the back and just feeling that joy of how beautiful you are, and that in itself will work through the layers of healing. And you know, those emotions will come up and you'll feel them and you ask how you work through them. Guides, how do I work through this? And with that, I feel comes, I get the number eight. That's what they just showed me. They showed me an eight. So whatever eight means in 8 months or whatever that 8 means in there, it feels like all of this will flow through because you're able to, you through this healing, you have no choice but your light to shine, but for you to be noticed. And you know that we're all telepathically communicating. And to me, we telepathically communicate, okay, I'm ready to be loved because I love myself. And it's always a process and a journey, but I feel like a lot of healing's coming forward with this as well. And someone's coming forward for you.
I can feel it too. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Awesome. I wish you so, so many blessings.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you, Rebecca. Oh. Do the process and let me know how it goes, okay?
I will. Thanks, Alara.
Yes, please email me. And if you're confused, email me.
Okay. Oh my God. I love you both so much.
Love you too. Thank you.
And this community. I learned so much from other people's questions as well.
Yes. Awesome. Good. Yes. Be willing to receive.
Thank you.
What a great process for everybody. It's not just for Rebecca. It's not just for somebody who wants to find love. It's for healing, period, right? Yourself and loving yourself. So this is a great process that you just shared, Kristen, which I think people should do. Doesn't take more than not even 5 minutes, you know, to be honest, right?
And I do it every day in the shower. Every day in the shower. And it really does, you know, affirmations really speak to your inner world, your inner being. But you're saying the words, I love myself, I love myself, I love myself. And then you're breathing in again for the 7. It goes through your chakras. You hold it at the crown for 3. And then you're again with God, with source, with your guides, the universe, you're breathing in that I love you. And if it doesn't feel good and it feels wonky, do it again. Mm-hmm. So I like saying each one 3 times and then putting it in there. And you can feel where it goes. Some days you need to say it more, and some days it feels really good in that spot. And you're like, wow, I've done a lot of progress there. You can feel it. Use those clairsentient abilities of yours to feel into that.
Yeah. And so the 5 phrases again, really quickly, or affirmations are, I love myself. I trust myself. I honor myself. I value myself. And I believe in myself. So all wonderful. So they will definitely be helpful. Please, please, please. Implement that new practice. Okay. Sarah, was there anything you wanted to say quickly?
Very quick question. Do not feel the need to go on at all. My partner's father committed suicide 3 days ago. I'm just very curious, and for his healing, my partner's healing, does Byron Augenbaugh have anything to say about it from the other side?
Mm-hmm. I usually don't try. It's really interesting because I feel like this is like a lesson within it as well. I'm so, so sorry to hear about that loss. Usually I don't try and tap in. I normally wait like 6 months or so, but it's really interesting. I have a cousin. He was 63 and he committed suicide. This is recent, within the past year. And This is why I'm saying this. I understand what spirit's trying to tell me. So this is how I like to work, and this is how I teach as well. So when my cousin had passed, I saw him in my mind's eye, and I could see him turn around and look at me, but he didn't communicate with me. My family did. My family came forward because they knew I was trying to get a hold of him. And they said, there's a man in a jacket. There's 2 men in a jacket on either side of him. They gave me validating evidence for my cousin to show that he is there. And this is why they're telling me this, is what I've recognized, is family is forward to say. So let me ask. It's very interesting. I see a ball. The way it came through is a box and a ball. And the box looks like a crate for some reason. So however they're saying, they show a crate and then they show a ball. And this is a family that's forward, because they're saying there's healing being done. So lessons being looked at, reviews being looked at. Was there another exit point? Was this tried before?
Yes.
Okay, because they're showing there was another exit point, and this is the point that he chose to actually exit. So they're saying this is not the first time. Man, this is really, really about a lot of the heart chakra. They want to talk about talking about the family. They're showing me a lot of red. So a lot of that root chakra and that stability is what they're talking about as well. Something, the stability around all of this. Okay, hold on. I can't see a face, but it's like I'm that person and I'm looking down and I see boots. I see boots sitting there. But the family is back forward to give the message. This is a time of review. And this is a time of healing for the family, because I feel a lot of mixed emotions, because it feels like shock, even though this happened before, but there's anger in there. There's like a whole bunch of emotions that are working in on the healing. And they say, we know that we are with you and we are guiding you through. I'm asking them for a sign. What is that song? What is that song? What is that song? All right. Someone help me out here. Is it Bluebirds? Something smiling at me.
Bluebirds.
I see
bluebirds.
No, I don't know that one. Mom, are you still here? What is that song? Nothing but bluebirds do I see. And I can't even remember. I mean, I have to
mention. Da 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 da. Is that it? Bum ba dum ba dum bum ba dum bum.
Yes. That's the song I'm being sung. So something about seeing bluebirds or
blue sky shining above.
Yes, thank you. That was going to drive me nuts. My husband normally helps me. He's not here. He's at MegaCon, so I can't ask him what the song is. That's the song. So either that song comes up or the bird, something as a symbol to show the family that they're loved and supported, and much healing is coming forward from this.
And so, he's happy what he did. Okay.
Fam, I show him very much crossed over, because that was my biggest thing with my cousin Rogers, to make sure that he wasn't earthbound, that he crossed over. He did cross over and is working right now with doing life review and other things. There's some kind of blueprint that's being looked at. But family came forward just to give some validations and signs as well. So if anything else comes forward, I'll certainly message you, because you know they come to me in the middle of the night. But now that he knows that, okay, let me know when you're ready and they'll come forward. But that's exactly what my cousin Roger did.
Thank you. That is going to be such a solace to the family. Thank you so much.
Let me know, but I'll message you.
Okay.
Much blessings to them. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Sarah. Yeah, I knew it's too soon to actually make contact with him, but it's good that the information is there for his family. So that's good.
Yeah, I always find like 6 months is normally the go-to. 6 months or a year. But like I said, my family just came forward, and I love doing this live so everyone can see how it works, because a lot of times they put information in your mind and it's like, okay, you're putting my circumstances in. Okay, that's why this is what it's like. So I may not be contacting directly with him, but it's family that's forward, that's past, that's saying he's here, he's doing his review, and gave a couple of different things, evidence. So
yeah,
just good. So you all know how that works.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah. All right, there was a comment really quickly from Manisha in the chat. She said, thank you for the opportunity today and guidance. In my personal session, Kristen had given me a lot of affirmations too, and the process to say them when feeling happy and joyful. Yeah, absolutely. That, you know, and that's the thing, it's like, it can help you to change your energy, move into that higher vibrational frequency, and as well heal, do the healing, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. How are you feeling, Kristen? I think we did a lot today.
We did a lot today. We did do a lot today.
We did do a lot today. I don't think we need to do anything more. So any last words of wisdom for us?
Let me breathe for a moment because I do want to speak. We choose what we get. Now I feel the emotion. See the beauty in the choice that you get to have with each day. Never feel sorrow. Should you err on that side of feeling blue? Because you always have that moment to shift. So never get upset if you get up on the wrong side of the bed, because you can always turn that switch and get up on that right side. You are in charge. You are driving that car and you have that beautiful choice at any point throughout your day. So allow that choice and come back to joy, come back to love, and allow yourself to reset.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that. Thank you. That's a great reminder for everybody, because we can change our energy, vibration, frequency in an instant, less than an instant, but we have to make that choice and we have to do something different, right? So yes. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you. And so, like Rebecca said, you know, Kristen was spot on, you know, with what she was sharing today. I think Sarah said the same thing. Other people have said the same thing. She's spot on. So please do take advantage of her package, her personal session, plus the bonus meditation to work with her, to get clarity on your issues, to get guidance on whatever is maybe happening in your life. And the guidance that's coming through, Kristen, is from your guides as well as her guides, right? So it's like it's specific information for you, okay? So please do work with her and go back and watch this show again. There are lots of wonderful information and wisdom and that beautiful process that Kristen shared, which I think is going to be really transformational. So please do implement that, try that, and let us know how that works for you. Thank you so much, Kristen. This was amazing. Like always, I love having you on the show. We always learn so much and we always receive so much from you. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. And I do from you too. I love these because I love how you have your words of wisdom and your channeling in there too. And I just love it. I love all the energies. I thank you also so much.
And thank you everybody for all your questions, comments, and feedback. You know that all your questions brought so much more depth and breadth to the conversation and to the information that came through. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We will be back again tomorrow. So please do join us for a special call tomorrow with a special guest. It's going to be a high vibration show again. So please do join us. Until next time, may continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Thank you so much. My voice is gone.
Get that voice back.
Yep.
Thank you, Laura. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye for now.